Just got in for my exercise. It was running day today, so that's why I'm a little bit out of breath. Just want to give a little shout out to my good friend Metron. I just want you to know, my friend, you are appreciated, and I have enjoyed every single bit of the show notes that you provide or commentary on past shows. It does seem like ASGAB is going in the direction of being kind of like a public email forum for myself and Metron to share ideas. Forest Dweller doesn't seem to be posting much anymore. He used to be in the YouTube thread a lot. But it doesn't really concern me, because ASGAB, as I've said many times before, is not something that I'm trying to artificially dog on motorcycle. Sorry. It's not something that I want to artificially try and reanimate. If it's going to be myself and my friend Metron, that's fine by me. I don't know if he's getting bored. I did ask him that, and I can't seem to find the message that I sent him earlier today in my sent items, so I might have unchecked somehow the save a copy in my outbox. But enough of all that. Something I want to get to is a continuation on my commentary on Jack Starr's recent behavior. I don't cover this stuff because it's important to me. I cover it because I want to shed light on people who I do believe sometimes have bitten my style. I try and encourage people to follow their own style. Metron made a very interesting comment earlier. I think it was last night, my time. He said that Jack Starr is just a recycler of 4chan. I'm not a forum guy. ASGAB is kind of like my personal journal lately. I posted some writings of mine that I uncovered, some of the lost files that I was combing through earlier today when I was supposed to be doing my work, and I came across some very interesting pieces of writing that I put up in various threads, mainly the diary entries thread, and I also added some poetry. Dog on motorbike. Dog on motorbike goes that way, then it comes that way. It's the same fucking guy. It's the same fucking guy. Excuse my French. This isn't exactly a family show from some of the places we've been in the past. Anyways, Metron maintains that Jack Starr is a recycler of content from 4chan and sites like that. Now, as far as me knowing that he's a recycler of, you know, other content, that is true. He's a big user of Wikipedia. He likes to post links like that. But something about Jack Starr that was cool, used to be cool, was he used to have this sort of like restrained style of posting, and he didn't flood threads and write walls of text. He's obviously on drugs of some kind. Now, I don't want to sit here and go on and on about Jack Starr, because I did a whole doggone show about it yesterday. Whatever. I want to talk about the new world order that's upon us. And before you roll your eyes and say, oh, this is just another paranoid schizophrenic shooting off the hip, Water. It's not coffee, Metron, and it's not Red Bull. And I may have a decaf just now. The New World Order is upon us. And I'm not talking reptilian people and all those things. Although that would be an interesting road to go down. But that's a little bit too far out. The New World Order that is upon us obviously has a lot to do with Gatesgate. And when I say Gatesgate, I mean Bill Gates and his patent for the coronavirus. The New World Order is said to be orchestrating this entire effort. And for Bill Gates, I don't even know where to cite the information from, aside from it was told to me by a forest dweller. And I'm not trying to scratch his credibility or anything here, but he could have read it from somewhere questionable. But I do feel like Bill Gates is part of the New World Order, and Tutsi Wootsi has shared a lot of information about this. Now, as far as deaths being inflated and stats being incorrectly shared around, I don't think that's the case. In most cases, I do think though that the coronavirus is very dangerous, and I do think that immunocompromised people need to take extra special care. But the thing that's the worst about this is it has crippled economies worldwide. I don't keep up with American affairs much, as you people probably have heard. I am a little bit uneducated in that area, aside from knowing the basics from listening to like Rush and reading a lot of political stuff maybe 2 years ago at this point, or maybe even more. But the thing that's concerning is that economies worldwide are suffering under the weight of the coronavirus. Now, this means it affects all of our pocketbooks, mine, yours, everybody's. Now, I live in a little bit more of a cloistered reality as an artist, and times have never been really good for me, so I'm kind of used to fastening my belt. But what is quite a treacherous thing that's happening is that I can see a lot of businesses going out of business, closing down, and all around things have just changed completely. And I used to be into astrology and horoscopes and stuff like that, and you can roll your eyes if you wish, but I do think it pertains to the paranormal and synchronicity and a lot of the other things associated with extrasensory perception and claircognizance and clairvoyance that I've explored before and told you about that I've had. And the horoscopes, although I don't read them as frequently as I used to, I got the sense that they were saying that things were about to change, the whole world is about to change. And the thing that I think that relates to all this is that Whitley Strieber wrote this book, A New World, and he's been talking about the fabric of reality changing for a long time. Now, if the fabric of reality completely changing and shifting into something else is what's going on with the coronavirus, and the way human behavior has been modified because of it, who's to say that the little visitors that visited people that have had contact with these beings have not somehow been trying to tell us about it, but maybe because of some sort of law, a la Star Wars and the name's slipping my mind now, but like maybe they are not allowed to get too involved with us as human beings. Maybe they are just not allowed to. I mean, how many times has Whitley Strieber said that they don't sit down and have a cup of coffee and a chat with you? They work in symbols, they work in other ways, they are completely different to us. The fact that they are bipedal and the fact that they have, you know, eyes and stand upright and things like that, those are some similarities. But if you think of an alien is something completely the opposite. Think of antonyms. The opposite of inside, the word inside is outside. So say an alien, something that is completely different from anything that we have ever encountered. If we are the inside, then they are the outside. Perhaps they have had to don masks and costumes to try and not frighten us too much when they have tried to convey what is coming. Now, quite possibly the coronavirus could not be, you know, related to the visitor experience or the new world that has come upon us at all. Maybe the layers of the onion are just nothing more than somebody philosophizing about said things. A lot of people think contactees or abductees are kooks, like a lot of the things we talk about on As a Raised World. I think it's quite possible that this change that's upon us with the coronavirus, yes, it will force people to think in different ways, but there will be many people that will be stuck in the old world and they will not be able to adapt. And the fact that you see businesses failing, we all know, not to get too political, that certain people that follow certain ideologies will be happy with the collapse of financial markets. Perhaps it's another way to coerce the American people to adopt some sort of a more socialist society. Now I kind of sound like I am getting a little bit far out there. Or maybe I'm not. And please, I'm not saying that socialism, by and large, across the board, not only in the American sense, I'm not saying that it's evil. I'm not saying, I don't want to get too black and white, because as Metron reminded me, I am a centrist, and he and I both like to choose, to pick and choose what we put in our shopping baskets as far as political issues are concerned. Do you want to know my political views? I'm all for abortion. I don't know so much about late-term abortion. But to me, it is tragic that some lives have to be taken. You know, if somebody can't raise their child. But just having people being born, yes, they've been given a chance to have a life by God, and that is their God-given right. But if people don't want to have a welfare system that people can turn to, then why do they want people to have babies when they're not ready to have babies? What about rapes? See, that's the way I see it, but I know that offends a lot of people. Even Richard Groyper was very shocked back on Belgab when I said what I said about abortion and being pro-abortion. And a lot of people don't call it that, but it is what it is. So, having been ushered into this new world where normalcy is a thing of the past, and people walk around with gloves and masks, and the money that we once had is worth far less than it was. I think the one thing we can do not to lose our cools is to retreat into ourselves and find a stillness, and find that sanctuary of the inner mind, your inner sanctum, your inner life, and try and cultivate a bit of balance inside. Because for years and years and years, we've tried to, we've tried many things to create some sort of appearance of balance or appearance of success. And that only gets you so far. Because what is truly valuable is being able to adapt to any given situation, no matter how awful and terrifying. That's all I have for you today, but I needed to get it off my chest. Till next time, this is Azure. What a pathetic